Franco White mit The Lily auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Der Künstler, der mit bürgerlichem Namen Josh Edwards heißt, er hat das Gitarrespielen in Spanien studiert und nach dem Studium naturgemäß die Flamenco-Styles auch in sein Picking einfließen lassen. Wir haben gerade gehört, da ist schon relativ viel rhythmische Information auch untergebracht in seiner Art, Gitarre zu spielen. Wir finden heraus, wie fruchtbar sein letzter Spanien-Aufenthalt war, denn er hatte vor, den Sommer zum Komponieren zu nutzen. Wir sprechen über Ian Grimble, der aktuelle Aufnahmen von Josh betreut und vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich auch nochmal Hello and welcome, Josh.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Josh, also known as Blanco White, wird heute Abend eben auch spielen im Fluxbau im Rahmen einer Flux FM Session. So, how are you doing today?
Really good, yeah. We've just come from Hamburg. We had a show.
Oh, nice.
Mojo Jazz Cafe last night and Cologne the night before. We're having a great time.
Lovely.
It's first time in Germany, so it's really exciting.
And it works. People went to see your show yesterday in Hamburg.
People have turned up. It's been great.
It's good. It's great. And you look pretty fit for a guy who just came from Hamburg. Normally, people who come from Hamburg, they're like, oh, yeah, we just wanted to look at the red light district for like 5 minutes, and then we got drunk. Now we're all fucked, but you seem pretty fit.
We behaved ourselves.
Nice. And, how's your summer been? Because I've read about plans to go to Spain once again and sit there and concentrate on music and compose more stuff. Have you done that?
Yeah, it was really nice to go back to Spain. I went down to Andalusia again. Where I kind of first started playing nylon guitar and I was based all around Cadiz and spent a couple of months writing there. It was great.
Cool.
Great to go back.
It seems like a fruitful surrounding for your music, the Valencia, the Spanish area around there, down there.
Yeah, well, it's sort of, I mean, the guitar culture down there is something else, and they're sort of for me, they're the best players in the world. And it's always very inspiring to sort of see flamenco music played there. And in the summer, it's kind of everywhere, on all the time.
And although you're not a flamenco artist, one does hear the rhythmical information that the Spanish guitarists have in their play, in their way of playing. One hears that rhythmical information in your guitar playing.
Yeah, it depends on the certain songs where maybe the influence is a bit more obvious. But yeah, it's normally quite subtle. And I'm fascinated by those rhythms and the sort of Latin American rhythms of Andean music as well.
Yeah, and I really love the way that you combine those two worlds, because I think if it was a little bit too much into the flamenco thingy, it would have been something that wouldn't interest me, I think, you know, because I'm not a flamenco fan per se. But I really love the fact that you do mix those two sound philosophies with each other. And I want to know, when it comes to recording a guitar like this, it must be a pretty different approach to recording any other way of playing guitar. Was it something that you could teach to Ian Grimble and tell him, like, listen, Ian, you've done some beautiful things up until now, but you've never recorded a good-sounding flamenco guitar. Let me show you how.
No, I'm afraid it was actually very much the other way around. Ian had lots of ideas for kind of room miking. He has a lovely space up in North London.
Yeah.
And he used room mics really in a very interesting way. It's the same with the Ronroco and Charango, kind of trying to get the atmosphere of the room into the recordings. And he's a boss at all that sort of stuff.
So. Yeah. I would have imagined so. But I mean, sometimes you're looking for the miracle in the musician's story where he goes like, Rick Rubin, I'm going to teach you how to record a flamenco guitar. What's the most valuable lesson that you, because you really studied guitar in Spain way back when, what's the most valuable lesson you got back from Spain? Nono García, I think, is the name of your teacher.
Yeah, he was, that was back in sort of, 2012, 2013. Mm-hmm. He was just an inspiring player and, it's sort of an emphasis on rhythm and timing, I think, was the kind of thing that I probably took away from Spain above all. It's kind of, I'd never focused on that as much as kind of you have to if you're trying to start playing in a flamenco style. It's, you know, fundamental. And that sort of really helped my playing.
And I really think it helps when it comes down to solo shows. This is the thing that really helps, because you really have the rhythmical information in your right hand as well, even more than any other folk guitar player who goes just like flaum, flaum, flaum. You go flaum, 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 you know?
Yeah, well, the right hand is kind of, I think I'm really interested in how it can be used in all kinds of guitar music. And I love, you know, I want to kind of keep on focusing on that channel of playing kind of more rhythm.
Yeah.
More rhythm focused. Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely. So what are the results of the recording composing session in the summer? Are you planning to go into the studio and record more this year even, or what's the plan?
So we've got, lots of live shows all through this autumn. We're planning on recording sort of early in the new year.
Nice.
Is the plan. And then sort of, next year, hopefully working towards an album.
Yeah, cool. Cool. I want to wish you the best of luck for that.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
What about tonight's show? What's the setup going to be? Is it going to be you on your own, or did you bring some
friends?
We've
got some special guests with us. So we've got Milena Zavala, who's been writing some really awesome new songs recently. She's just put out her first couple of songs. She's playing on bass, Charlotte Schnur on violin, and Nick Wallace on guitar.
Nice. So
we've got a band today.
No drums, though.
Sadly, no drums, not this time.
No, but the rhythmical information is in the right hand of the guitarist. Why play a drummer? So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. Come back as soon as you've recorded more material. And I'll talk to Marlon Williams in a few minutes. Der spielt heute Abend nämlich auch vorneweg nochmal Blanco White mit Colder Heavens. Thank you.
Thanks so much.